Commander?
Please.
There's one more small article titled, Western Banks Get Guarantee in Gold.
That one's a good one.
Might be an interesting one to share. It's also from the London Financial Times, and this article is written from a correspondent in Paris. Uzbekistan has shipped $400 million worth of gold to French, Swiss, and U.S. banks to, quote, serve as guarantees for those who want to invest in our country, unquote. Mr. Islam Karimov, the Republic's president, told French businessmen yesterday. The president of Uzbekistan, which is an important gold producer, raised eyebrows when he told French businessmen that any doubters about the worth of this guarantee could check his country's bullion in the vaults of Credit Commercial de France, CCF, in Paris. He gave the initial impression that he had brought the gold in his personal baggage on his state visit to Paris, but CCF later said that the gold, which is described as an amount of some consequence, had been sent to Paris a short time ago in the usual manner of such shipments. Other French banks appeared mildly piqued at learning that the CCF now had the collateral of gold to cover credit for Uzbekistan, which they do not. But Mr. Charles de Croisset, SSF's president, said that the depositing of the gold in CCF, the Uzbek president clearly had no intention of conferring on CCF any monopoly. The deposit, Mr. de Croisset said, was rather a symbol to show that Uzbekistan is a serious economic partner for the world. Mr. Karmanov complained about the diktats of the Russian Central Bank in running the ruble zone of which Uzbekistan is still part. If this continued, he said, Uzbekistan might set up its own gold-backed national currency, on whose feasibility it had already consulted the Deutsche Bank.
It's all shifting. Unfortunately, for your nation, the gold reserves that you had got shifted out. You see, what happened, and Israel used this more than any one other entity. You were on a gold standard. But isn't it interesting that it got to the point where you, as an American, could not go and demand gold back for your note? But all overseas countries could. And that's why all your gold really got shipped out. It was claimed as collateral for notes. And Israel really knew this trick. And so every note that you would offer to them, they came back and claimed your gold. Until you ran out. So most of that was shifted into Switzerland at the time. And right now, while you ones are sitting, you know, not knowing what is going on in this world, right now, as we speak, great amounts of Israeli money are being turned over. Now, mind you, you give them $3 billion annually in cash. They turn right around and buy your properties, your CDs, your instruments. Then they can collect interest also. Now, that is only a small portion of the amount that goes. So what happens with all this cash? It is reinvested, and as we speak, some of it is even going to come back to help you. I don't knock that. It's legal. It's good business. And I can spend it no matter what you call it. Me hat on. Big spender. Money is not evil. And you know what? I don't even fault those people for doing the best they can with it. The point is their intent is wrong. But you know what? There's something very, very honest about the Khazarian. Very honest. He says, and he makes an oath to the lie, and grins at you while he does it. Because you cannot even believe that you're hearing what you just heard. And he says, I'm not cluttered by an afterlife. I only have to put up with what there is now, because as far as I'm concerned, when this is over, it's done, it's over, through. I will join with my brother and help my brother as long as I benefit from it. It is all egotistical me-ness. And I hope, if you haven't gotten the writing, I would cover one last little thing. Because all of you will say, well, but if you just have this one go-round, it isn't logical. You can't live forever. What in the world do they think they're going to get out of it? What do they think they're going to get? They want control of the world. There is no afterlife in Netherland. No floating around on clouds. No worry about getting to the house of God. No worry about being good to do it. If I get enough power, I get into the situation of being one of the elite in power. I get replicated. I am downloaded. I do not even know my original perished. I think I've got eternal life, infinite journey, at the peak of my choice. And I will have power. And you're witnessing it happening. There are so few originals left in any form of any of the major governments of the world. What do they think they're doing? They are hoping their theory is correct and they can continue with their replications and downloading indefinitely. To the extent that they are prepared to go underground into very luxurious security, safety places to sort of just live out this experience until they can again come above ground and be the big puppet masters. While you clean up the debris and you little peasant children, Christians, can bury the bodies, go through the hell. Only the piper will be paid. Because when God cuts out, you are left in the void. When God takes the light, and I want you once to understand something. 3 days of brilliant light may not mean what you think it means. Light is something that once out of your range is dangerous, damaging, destructive to you. And that's where you're headed. Into no shelter from that light that you cannot even see. And so one's historically come along and they tell you these little mythological stories to suit a need. And then they say, well, we didn't go nanny, nanny, nanny in 2-3 days of light. Didn't you? Aren't you? You would be interested to note that on EJ's back porch, it came time to tweak up some more Giandriana. There are blown vases 3 gallons this big. Kathy poured out Giandriana into each of them. And they were lined up along the benches, wooden benches. Dharma went along and she put water in them. They sat there for 3 days. On the 4th day, things began to happen. On the 5th day, Eli walked by there and he, something's burning. And then it's down, Kathy, this stuff is burning. The benches are going to catch on fire. No kidding, there's smoke coming up. So Kathy goes up and pretty soon, Doris, you better come look at this. There's smoke coming up. Just like a laser. These little suckers just line themselves up and right through there. Just burning along with the orbit. And beyond each one, its own little separate carving. Sitting there smoking, ready to burst into flame. You're dealing with something alive and so powerful that you cannot even comprehend it. We literally had to rapidly get color into it to refract, disperse. That is what you're dealing with. An energy form so great and so programmed that it will line itself up into strings to intensify the laser effect. You've still got the power. They know you've got the power. That's why they tried to stop you. You just don't know you have it. So maybe the first bunch that has to wake up is right here. We're going to close this. I want to thank Gene. I want to thank Scott. You won one in court yesterday. And the judge actually said to the turkey sitting there, giving him instructions, that you cannot just wipe out a constitutional law. And whether you like it or not, doesn't matter. It is a law. This was one of the cases, you know, where these two were arrested for trespassing on their own right of way. We'll see. Will it hold up? Well, judges and lawyers and district attorneys don't like to be accused of anything. We'll see. Where do you think we are, Gene?
I think we got the start of a whole bunch of things
that
are going to be weird.
Well, it couldn't happen on a better day. Anybody want to say anything before I get out of here?
Ken has something. Ken, please.
Do
let's face for just a little bit more embarrassment, Doris.
Well, I tell you, I may lose my scribe. Be careful.
To Doris with love. Though one name only may appear as writer of this verse of thanks, that is misleading, precious one, for all join hearts and hands and ranks. We want to make it very clear, we know your labor and your love. And not just we, but rest assured, is known by God and all above. We shake our heads and wonder how you labor oh so hard and long. Our prayers are with you night and day. We hope that helps to make you strong. We don't believe another soul could fill your willing little shoes. We know your struggles and your woes, and that you're not exempt from blues. We all salute you, Doris dear, and we support you in this mission, and longing for that glorious day when we all join in the transition.
Yeah. Thank you. I want to make her make a speech. I do understand.
Hold on just a minute. Would you test for us, please?
Testing.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
You see, what happens is you come along and you live in whatever it is you're doing, and the days are gone, the weeks are gone, the years are gone, and you don't know even what you've done. If you stop and you think about it along the way, it's easier. It's easier to deal with what you ones are doing if you don't try to comprehend what you're doing. Or its impact. And when you realize what your mission is, it becomes even easier. I don't like the term humble because that indicates a decision. The reason she feels that she does less than any of you is because the actual work involved seems easier to her, and she does not have to perfect it out there. She will become extremely angry. EJ comes and says, hey, you need to tell Jack, somebody, what you did. Well, how could I do that? I don't know what I did. Well, tell them the recipe. What recipe? And each of you will understand this in your own way. Because each of you will say, well, I don't do anything. I just go over there and pick up the stuff and pass out and, you know. And Rick will say, well, I just take phone calls. And I do this and I do that. Someone else will say, well, I could do even more. But I certainly am not doing too much. Or you will say, well, I can't do any more because, you know, I'm just wanting this. But the facts are, you are out there on the other end producing the most read document actually on your globe. You put together a whole bunch of books. Did Dorma do it? No. Did Paul Berger do it? No. But when you take the words and the next one does his job and the next one does his job and the next one does his job or her job, you have done it. That's why I've said you are the miracle and you don't even see it. And of course there are little squabbles and little quarrels and little hurt feelings. That's because you're human and you're interacting. And you'll find that almost 9 times out of 10, it'll be because you feel you have more to give and you're not being able to give it. And the worst problem that I see in this room, and this includes my scribe, is all you can give. But my God, isn't it difficult to receive? It's embarrassing. I felt such love for Scott Tipps last night. He took his Gondriana and he's going, you'd send me right now. I mean, tomorrow morning, EJ, the labels, and I'll look at them. Now, I want to tell you, this is the attorney. The attorney to see if your labels will pass. And when EJ wouldn't take any money for it, I don't think the man's going to live until he gets those labels so he can do something in return monetarily of value to you, do you see? So all of you are very good at giving. You've got to learn to receive. Because you've got a lot to receive. And if you keep your hands this way, when I pour it out, you won't catch it. Get them turned. Keep your hearts where they are. But let's get those hands up. This is the only thing about meditation and having to have a perfect position that I really like. You know. And what I'd really prefer is that you say, damn it, I want it. Give it to me. Because if your intent is right, you will get it and you will use it properly. And it will come. So I'm ready for those hands up here. I don't want to embarrass her, and I don't want to embarrass any of you. But you're going to have to learn to receive. We've got to get there. And that means you have to have, you have to take, you have to receive. And then let's do it properly. And let's handle it properly. And we're blessed. And I'm gone. Salut.